See, I didn't. There's a picture that Ryan's going to put up right now of a building where it looks like two rooms there are blown out. It looks like this. It looked like two rooms are blown out of the hotel. I didn't know that. I didn't think that that's possibly could possibly be the hospital room where these twins, their mom and their grandma, were targeted, because there was no way to corroborate, right? I mean, it just looks like a building, and there's a lot of fake news out there, and you didn't want to post something that turns out to be fake news. So in the beginning, I was like skeptical, but repeatedly there have people who have confirmed that this in fact is the hospital and this was the room. So it's not like this was an attack on a building and it just happened to be that she was there. No. Nothing else in the hospital was attacked. So this was a targeted attack. I don't know who Ryan Rosbiani is, but I just pulled it up because he has a picture came on my timeline. So he says, I'm convinced they targeted this family. And there's another woman who puts a video, says that either the mother or the grandmother had posted on Facebook something against the Israel government. And that's the result of it. Okay, look at this. It's called Project Nimbus. Project Nimbus uses AI to target homes. How do they know what's what in Project Nimbus? Well, we got to find out. This is the new Holocaust, folks, and all these companies and all these individuals and all these people, including religious people like Charlie Kirk, who is supporting Israel, diehard for Israel. They're going to go. They are going down in the wrong side of history. They're going to go down along the. It's going to be worse than the people who supported Hitler. It's going to be worse because this time around, you had any. There was no Hitler before that. Hitler, right? Like in that world, there was nobody that they were saying, oh, that is so bad, we have to avoid ever doing that again, right? Hitler came and the worst person before him in the eyes of the Europeans was Napoleon. He didn't commit atrocities. So Hitler comes around at a time where there wasn't this precedent of having someone be that bad and genocide of people like this. So now you're doing it. On top of that, you're going to be worse because on top of that, you were the victims of Hitler. And you've been talking Hitler, 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 and you made him to be the new Satan in the world. Fine. You also have to have a bad example, right? You need to have a villain that everyone avoids to be like. So you have no excuse this time around. Yet Charlie Kirk and all these fake types and all these nations and all these companies, you're on the wrong side of history. We're going to look in 30 years back. You guys better put your head in the sand because the information is not coming years later in a documentary of uncovered footage. No, it's coming at the moment. I just was scrolling through and I saw Charlie Kirk say, I'm tired of this Israel hate. They're a moral nation trying to fight a moral war and they just happen to be able to not be able to avoid killing kids. And if they wanted a genocide, why don't they nuke them all? What a stupid question. What a stupid comment. Because obviously if you nuke them all, it's going to look so obvious that you're genociding. Secondly, they cannot because the nuclear winter, the wind will push all that stuff over into your country, right? You can't nuke your neighbor. You can't nuke your neighbor. All the toxic smoke, fumes, all that is going to come into your country. And you're going to look so bad in the world. But they're probably trying to do a little here, a little there, a little bit here and a little bit there. To decrease that population. I mean, John Mearsheimer himself, he's the expert on Israel's thought and the lobby's thought. And he's telling you from day one, all they want, their only solution, literally, their version of the final solution. This is the new Holocaust. They just switch sides. They were the victim on one side. Now they're the perpetrators on the other side. Is to eliminate the Palestinians. If you keep them, you're an apartheid state. If you turn democratic, your country ceases to exist within 10 years because you're going to be voted out of everything. You only have one solution. Ethnically cleanse these Arabs. Little by little, force them out. Force them all out of Gaza. Kill them all. Then start living there. And he said the solution for them is to initiate and kick off a broader mess, a bigger war. Google employees based in the U.S. have staged protests as the tech giant's offices in New York, California, and Seattle to oppose the $1.2 billion contract with the Israeli government, known as Project Nimbus. The joint contract between Google and Amazon, signed in 2021, aims to provide cloud computing infrastructure, AI, and other technology services to the Israeli government and its military, which has faced condemnation for its war in Gaza, okay, described by UN experts and several countries as a genocide. Israel has killed more than 34,000. This is old numbers, probably past 50 now. 50,000 Palestinians, and they're intentionally, I have to believe, it's intentionally targeting kids. You got to believe that. It's intentionally targeting kids. They believe that. I told you, Isaac Mizrahi, we saw his clip. Yusuf Mizrahi. Destroy vast swaths of Palestinian coastal enclave. And then after October 7, even more. Here is a look at why tech workers are opposing. So what are they? What is this Project Nimbus? It's led by No Tech for Apartheid. The group of the employees are called No Tech for Apartheid, which has been organizing Google employees against Project Nimbus. Tech workers are demanding that they have a right to know how their labor is going to be used, but there's little clarity about the project. It's impossible to feel excited and energized to work when you know your company is providing the Israeli government products that are helping to commit atrocities in Palestine. Google is offering advanced AI capabilities to Israel, which could harvest data for facial recognition. As of yet, the article is not telling us what exactly it is. There's a lack of transparency around this project. Data for the Israeli government, of course, is likely to extend to the army. All right, Project Nimbus is a cloud computing project of the Israeli government's military. Israeli Finance Ministry announced that the contract is to provide the government, defense establishment, and others with all-encompassing cloud solution. Although Project Nimbus' specific mission has not yet been revealed, blah, blah, blah. All right, so it's just vague right now. It's not vague to them, obviously, vague to us. But another Google Cloud software engineer was fired after a video shouting, "I refuse to build technology that empowers genocide." Let's continue reading now. Tech giant Google fired an employee. This is way back in March, by the way, just to read about this Project Nimbus, to get educated on this subject matter. There was an event in New York City. The employee stood up during the keynote address by Barak Regev, head of Google Israel, saying in a video posted online that went viral, "I refuse to build technology that empowers genocide." The employee specifically called out Project Nimbus, $1.2 billion deal with Google and Amazon, that supplies Israel and its military with cloud computing services. "Project Nimbus puts Palestinian community members in danger," he said. He's a hero. "This behavior is not okay, regardless of the issue," and the employee was terminated immediately for yelling, speaking out. I bet you if the employee spoke out and said, you know, all genders matter, blah, 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 he wouldn't be touched. And in fact, the CEO would say, "We hear you. Right, we respect and we encourage our employees to talk and express themselves." In response to the firing, No Tech for Apartheid released a statement rebuking the tech company. Google has engaged in a clear-cut act of retaliation against its own worker. When you're in bed with Israel, Israel comes first, you come second. You know, it's funny watching the America First Republicans, how they basically are now Israel first, all of them. Except for, you know, the hardcores, what they call some of these hardcores who are just like ideologically staunch. And they're a minority to be flicked aside. They just make a lot of noise. That's it. This world is not a world for ideological people. It's a world for people who are pragmatic. I mean, the political world, I mean. The worker said, "I'm proud to be fired for refusing to be complicit in genocide.